crazy.
And you call that disease, if it's
appendicitis.
And if a person can't keep their food down, you say that they have to. If they can't keep their food down, they're going to have to.
They're going to have to go see a doctor.
And then if the food comes up on them, you say the food, they have to. You call
vomit.
That. And if a person vomited, you'd say that that person was sick. And where would you say they were sick? You'd say they were sick. And if you were talking about people were talking about a young couple that were going out together a lot, and they were, they thought that they had serious intentions. You might say that, especially in earlier days, they might say that they were
sweethearts.
And then you'd say, would you ever say that they were courting?
Yeah.
You'd use it like that too?
That's right.
And if you were talking about the boy, you'd say that he was her
sweetheart.
And she was his
sweetheart.
Okay. And if they've been going out together and courting a lot, and then he asked her to marry him, and instead she went off with somebody else, what do you say she did to him?
Yeah.
And if that didn't happen, if she accepted, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
And at a wedding, the person that stands up with the groom is the
his father.
And then the if he has a friend to stand up
yeah,
with him,
best man.
And then a girl who stands up with the bride is called the
what is it?
Do you call it waiter?
Yeah.
You've heard that? Waiter or bridesmaid?
Bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. And like after a couple's gotten married, sometimes they might people might go and serenade them, and you'd call that a might make a lot of racket around their house.
No, chivalry.
Yeah, did they used to do that around
yes,
here?
Yes, ma'am. They sure did.
Did they do that anymore?
Yeah, they do that now sometimes.
And if you were going to tell me where Jan lived, where would you say from?
Hmm?
If you were going to tell me where Jan lived, you'd say that she lives.
I'd say she lived down in Lone Pine.
Uh-huh. And that would be
Five Dandy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
number 80 Highway.
Oh, is that where she lives on 80? Yeah. Yeah. If a person moved that you knew moved from Wing to Briggsville, and I said, where are they living now? And you'd say, well, now they live
Briggsville.
And, and you were telling me, now where was it that you went when they put the marbles on the stairs?
Oh, I'd been Black Ridge to dance.
Yeah, that was what, yeah. And if you were talking about school, and if you say the children got out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say, well, at 4 o'clock, school...
with that.
Yeah. And then after the summer's over, you might say it's time for school to
start.
And